House Republicans Target Democrats for Supporting Reduced Penalties for Violent Crime. By Jacob Bliss on March 8, 2023. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, the Republicans' election arm, is hitting House Democrats for supporting reduced penalties on violent crime after 173 Democrats voted to support reduced sentences for violent crimes in Washington, D.C. The NRCC is targeting 15 of the Democrats for a disapproval resolution that would overturn the city's criminal code revision legislation that reduces punishments for a variety of serious criminal offenses and allows misdemeanor cases to be tried by a jury. The disapproval resolution passed the House in February and was expected to be passed in the Senate this week. The disapproval resolution has enough support from Senate Democrats, along with Senate Republicans. President Joe Biden has also said he would not use his veto to stop the disapproval resolution. Forget safe streets and neighborhoods, House Democrats remain more concerned with promoting policies that appease violent criminals, said NRCC Chairman Richard Hudson. This is just a preview of how these extremist House Democrats will be held accountable for coddling criminals all cycle. The targeted Democrats include Reps. Abigail Spanberger, VA, Chris DeLuzio, PA, Dina Titus, NV, Amelia Sykes, O, Frank Mervin, N, Gabriel Vasquez, NM, Hillary Shulton, ME, Johanna Hayes, CT, Mary Peltola, AK, Matt Cartwright, PA, Mike Levin, CA, Seth Magaziner, RE, Stephen Horsford, NV, Susan Wild, PA, and Val Hoyle, OR. The ad-hitting Spanberger states, murderers given reduced sentences. Carjackers given slaps on the wrist by pandering politicians. Not just the D.C. City Council. 173 House Democrats voted for reduced sentences for violent crimes. So crazy, even President Biden won't support the anarchy. What's next? Defund the police? Tell Abigail Spanberger to keep Virginia families safe, the ad continued. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.